Welcome back in Atlanta. J.J. Jackson here on Sports Call on Tiger 95.9 FM with Tony Barnhart, Mr. College Football, kind enough to spend some time back on Auburn's first and Auburn's favorite sports talk show. Tony, it's been a while since we've been able to have an event like this, obviously going through 2020 last year. How has this week been for you?
Oh, it's been really neat. When I got ready to come here on Monday morning, my wife said, "Boy, you're really excited about this, aren't you?" And I said, "Yeah, I really am," because it was like a family reunion we didn't get to have last year, and so everybody was excited, and it's been a good week so far.
It has been to just be back and be broadcasting and seeing familiar faces, like you're saying, and a lot of new coaches that we didn't get to meet really in 2020 in this setting. Now getting to take the stage, what have been some of the big storylines for the first couple of days that stood out to you?
Well, I think a couple of things. I think we all wonder. We know that Alabama, well, let me give you my opinion. My opinion is that Alabama cannot possibly be as good as they were a year ago, when considering the losses and first-round draft choice at quarterback and running back and best offensive line, Heisman Trophy winner, on and on and on. But having said that, you look at Alabama and you go, who's going to beat them? Okay, they could win every single game they play, even if they're not as good as they were this year. Also, is this the year for Georgia? If Alabama takes a step back, will Georgia be there in the SEC championship game? They, you know, a lot of people will think they will be. I think when the votes come out, it'll be Alabama and Georgia there. But we shall see. LSU's going to bounce back. How much will they bounce back? We don't know. Is this finally the year for Texas A&M? You know, is Ole Miss going to make some noise? So is Florida going to take a step back? Probably. But what does that mean? Does it mean they don't finish second behind Georgia and look out for a team like Kentucky or Missouri? So there's no shortage of great storylines in this league moving forward.
Those two teams that you mentioned at the top, though, the two favorites, you would say Alabama and Georgia, not exactly what Auburn wants to hear with the sort of landscape that we've got here. When you look back at the last few years with Gus Malzahn, in your eyes, what was the big falling off?
Well, it really was how they played against Alabama, Georgia, and LSU. I mean, that was the measuring stick and by which he was measured. I thought Gus did a very good job at Alabama. I mean, he nobody else beat Nick Saban three times. Okay, and you got to put what he did in the context. But I understand there comes a time when it's kind of like a bad marriage and both sides need a break. I like the hire of Brian Harsin. He's a good football coach. He did the smart thing in bringing in Mike Bobo, who brought in Mike Friend as offensive coordinator, bringing in Derek Mason, guys who know this conference. Because, it's a culture shock now. I'm sure when Coach Harsin talks tomorrow, oh, yeah, no. It's a culture shock. When you come here from some other part of the world where they think football is important and they have no idea what it's like here.
When you look at this Auburn roster going into the season, obviously quarterback is where everybody starts, and Bo Nix coming back for his third season, a talented running back in Tank Bigsby. What do you see when you see the offensive roster for Auburn?
Well, first of all, the big question, the overriding question of Auburn's season is going to be, can Brian Harsin and Mike Bobo turn Bo Nix into a consistent SEC quarterback? He's a talented SEC quarterback and shows flashes of brilliance, but he's inconsistent. You know, you can't give me a 9 performance one week and a 3 the following week, particularly when you go on the road. So, can they take his – he has great physical gifts. Can they turn him into a more consistent quarterback? I love Tank Bigsby. I just think this guy's a great football player, and you got to take advantage of that. And I think the defense under Derek Mason will be better. But right now, to be honest with you, I've got them 5th in the division behind Alabama, Texas A&M, LSU, and Ole Miss, because I love what Ole Miss is doing offensively.
What about the defense for Auburn? Obviously, you've got the two linebackers in Papo and McLean coming back. The secondary is experienced, and McCreary on the outside is a big player for the Tigers. Derek Mason coming in from Vanderbilt, the Stanford years, the NFL years. What about that defense for Auburn?
I think the defense is going to be improved, absolutely improved, because I've got a lot of confidence in Derek Mason. And I look at the roster, and the roster, the talent level is good. It's not great, but it's good. And so I think the fact that Auburn will be able to run the football, and the fact that they will play pretty good defense is going to keep them in a lot of football games. But, yeah, I think the defense will be fine. It will get better as the season goes along.
Tony Barnhart is joining us here on Sports Call, Mr. College Football. How did that nickname come to be?
Oh. Well, first of all, I can't take any credit for it whatsoever or blame. When I was working for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, they started up their website, and they came to me one day and said, Tony, we want you to do a blog. I said, great. What's a blog? And they explained to me what a blog was. I said, okay, I got it now. And said, we're going to give it a title. Really? Yeah, we're going to call it Mr. College Football. And I said, isn't that kind of cheesy? They said, yeah, it is cheesy, but cheesy works on the Internet. So it stuck, and I stayed with it. And when I left the AJC, I took it with me. So
when you look at your experience in this career, and obviously doing this year and year and year, does it get repetitive ever, or like what continues to motivate you?
No, the thing about what we do, what we're fortunate enough to do, is that when you get tired of doing something, it's time to go do something else. And so by the time we get back around to this event, and particularly since we didn't have it last year, it doesn't get repetitive. It's a lot of fun to come here to see all my friends in the business, all of us who've been doing this for a long time, see the coaches, see the players. It doesn't get repetitive.
Tony, what are some of the projects that you're currently working on or your work and that sort of thing that you'd encourage people to check out?
Well, I'm back with the SEC Network.
Awesome.
And I sort of go where they send me, wherever they. I'm sort of like a light-hitting utility infielder that can play a lot of different positions. Do that. I work. My old newspaper buddies and I have our own website. We are under the Sports Illustrated umbrella, si.com/colleges/TMG, and TMG stands for the media guys. We are your media guys, and we're doing that. I do some work for 680 The Fan in Atlanta, and I'm fishing up a book about my high school experience. I played on the first integrated football team in the history of my high school 8 million years ago when I was in it. But I interviewed all the guys on that team who are still alive. 16 of us are still alive. There was only 19 on the team, and I interviewed all those guys and did a book about that year.
So you mentioned being a sort of a utility hitter within and the roles that you do on the baseball field. Now we're talking football from the high school days. What was the Tony Barnhart football scouting report looking like?
He has deceptive speed. He is a lot slower than he looks. No, I was a very, very average football player. I think I played three different positions that year.
Utility also in football.
Wherever they needed me, I played. But we had a lot of good players on our team. I just wasn't one of them.
Tony, thank you for the time today. It's been fun catching up with you.
All right, guys. Take care.
That's Tony Barnhart here on Sports Call, Tiger 95.9.